Amazon introduced 6 new hardware devices today, 4 tablets and 2 TV devices. David Pierce is a senior writer for Wired and joins us now. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. I've been trying to get you on the show for, it's freaking awesome to have you on the show. That's all I'm saying. Let's start with the big news, which is the bottom price for these tablets. Tell us about the 7-inch Fire tablet, starting with the price.
Yeah, so the 7-inch Fire tablet is now $49.99, which is a just entirely ridiculous price for a tablet. And for a $50 tablet, it isn't, you know, you're never going to get a great tablet for $50. But the amazing thing that Amazon has done, which seems to be kind of Amazon's move in general, is to make everything just one step better than it feels like it should be for the cost. And the tablet, it's not impressive. Like, nobody who buys an iPad is going to go buy this instead and be happy. But for $50, this is all of the growth in the tablet market right now. And it's going to be a huge market for Amazon. And it's going to be a lot of people who can afford this device that couldn't afford anything else. And I think it's actually pretty exciting. And they're even selling them in a 6-pack. You can buy 6 of them for the price of 5. And it comes in a little carrier that looks like it came from Taco Bell and is kind of adorable, honestly.
That is crazy, especially coming on the heels of the iPad Pro, which was so expensive. This seems very, very affordable. What is the cost of the other tablets that they have?
So they're selling a bigger 8-inch version for, I believe, $149.99, and then the 10-inch version for $229.99. And their whole idea with these tablets is that they are not the iPad. Like, the funny part about talking to the folks at Amazon before the launch was basically they were saying, if you want to buy something that does the things an iPad does, terrific. Go buy an iPad. Please do it on Apple.com. But if you want an iPad, go buy an iPad, which is very unlike what they've said before. They kind of came out originally with the Fire tablets and were like, these are better than the iPad. And they weren't, and everybody figured that out very quickly. But with these, they're like, look, if you want to watch movies, if you are a Prime subscriber, and if you want to do the things that come with being an Amazon Prime subscriber, these are the best and cheapest ways to do those things without spending a lot of money or doing a lot of work. And all of the features of these tablets are built towards that. Like, it's great for reading, it's great for watching movies, and for all the other stuff, buy an iPad, which is kind of refreshing to hear from Amazon.
It really is, and it's pretty hilarious, and a lot of people are making a lot of fun with the fact that the 6-pack itself is significantly cheaper than one of the cheapest iPads. So that's quite a price. It's just mind-blowing. Now, they also had a kids version for $99 that has a bumper on it that's supposed to protect it. And, of course, Amazon is really big on kids content. Hook them early. It's a Ronald McDonald model. Let's move on to the TV devices. What do they announce in the TV department?
So there are 2 new things, sort of 1.5, I guess. One is the new TV stick, which the stick is the same thing. It's a little thing about the size of a stick of gum that goes into the side of your TV. But now it comes with a voice-controlled remote. That's the big thing it didn't have before. So you can still buy the standard one for, I think, $39.99, or for $10 more, you now get it with Amazon's voice search. And when I was talking to them, they were saying a huge majority of the people who are using these devices are using voice search, which makes sense because it's just way better than, you know, left, right through the keyboard to try and type what you're looking for. And their universal search is great and it's getting better. And so they've added voice to that. And with that also comes Alexa. So it's a lot of the same features that you get on the Amazon Echo, where you can look up the weather or ask it questions and get sports scores and do calculations and things like that. So that's all built in now too. And all that stuff is also built in on the Fire TV, which is the more expensive and faster version. And that device is kind of part set-top box, part gaming console, which is interesting because all of the sort of small Android gaming consoles have failed fairly spectacularly. But Amazon really thinks it's on to something here. And they're selling a new game controller and a gaming edition of the Fire TV that comes with a controller. Or for $100, you can still get the Fire TV. And the biggest thing about it is that it streams in 4K, which the Apple TV doesn't do. And Amazon will remind you over and over and over that the Apple TV doesn't do it. And between Amazon Prime, which has a surprising amount of 4K content, and Netflix, which has a surprising amount of 4K content, there's actually quite a bit to watch here. So if you have a 4K TV, this is a pretty great thing to have.
So Apple's got Apple TV, Google has Chromecast, Amazon has Fire TV. There are so many ways to control your TV. How does a consumer decide which one of these they should go with? Is there like a clear leader when you're looking at the field?
No, I think the answer is like you walk into Best Buy and you weep until somebody comes over to help you. And then whatever they throw at you, you take home and then you're happy. I think the reality is for most people, it doesn't really matter. Like the nice place that we're at is that all of these things, whether it's Roku or Apple TV or the Fire TV, Chromecast is something slightly different, but all of these things have something like feature parity. Like there are small things that they do differently. 4K, obviously, if that's important to you, you should buy Amazon's box. But you can kind of just pick. And for most people who just have Netflix and HBO and want to watch those things, you kind of can't lose at this point. So I guess that's good. But on the other hand, it is sort of a ridiculously impenetrable market of people trying to figure out what you actually are supposed to buy here.
It really is tough. And you made the case that that Amazon's case, that their solution is best for Prime members, is a good case. And I think that's one of the criteria one could use. And you also pointed out in your article that Amazon is using a superior video encoding standard called HEVC, which I think should be pronounced Heavy C because it sounds like a rap name. But that is another differentiator. Now, let's talk about the OS. My last question here, the OS behind all this stuff, the new Fire OS 5. What's new in that operating system?
Well, it's not ugly anymore, which is a really great start. It used to be that the sort of sweeping carousel with app icons everywhere, and Amazon was trying to be all things to all people. And now you look at it, it's called Fire OS 5, is the new version of the software. And basically what it is just a grid of stuff, whether that stuff is movies or books or songs, whatever it is, it's all sort of organized how you want it to be. And you get a run through of your stuff and then stuff like it that Amazon thinks you might like that is available to you. And it's just that simple. And it is so much better than Fire OS has ever been because it's finally actually about what it should be about. Amazon is saying, we have a lot of Prime members and they're going to love this because it's a really great way to access Prime content. Like I think of this as sort of analogous to the way Amazon does two-day shipping. They're like, well, if you're a Prime member, getting the stuff that we offer is better. And that's the same exact case that they're trying to make now, where you, when you're a Prime member, you have access to all this stuff, and now getting it is better. And they're not trying to do any other things. And in Fire OS, too, it's all about that. They've removed all of the other stuff that they're trying to do. It's not complicated. There's no weird buying tools. It's just all about the stuff you want to watch and read.
This is an amazing announcement, especially in the wake of so much that that Jeff Bezos has been doing. He just announced a new launch pad in Florida and that he's going to be building his own rockets for his space program, which will be ferrying tourists into space. He just dumped an entire season of Hand of God, which is, you know, Amazon did, not him personally, which is an amazing show. I just saw the season finale and it was a mind blower. Incredible TV. He owns the Washington Post, which he is going to be giving away free 6 months of the electronic version to Amazon Prime members. What a guy. What a billionaire.